Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Ayin Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel, Amr Beis, 20 lines down with the words Amr B'chanina, Berei Dob Yabo. Amr B'chanina, Berei Dob Yabo, Af La'osir Lovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oisei Emohem Tzedakah. Chanina, son of Yabo, said that in the future Hashem will even act kindly with them, with the Mamzerim of Shevet Levi, and just treat them like regular Yisraelim. Ma'ataima, what's the source for this? Because the Pasuk says, we mentioned before, and they will be, for Hashem, presenters of offerings in his righteousness. Means he will allow them to bring offerings without publicizing their problematic status. Yochanan said, any family that absorbed a type of disqualification that's not known to the public, we're not particular about it. And with Shimon ben Lakish, Masnisa Amakain, Shimon ben Lakish says that we have a support from this, from a Brisa, Mishpachas, Bnei Tzifa, Haisa, Be'eva Yardin, Vechicha, Ben Tzioim, Bezoya, that the Brisa says the family of Ben Tzifa lived in the Transjordan area, and Ben Tzion, who was a powerful leader, distanced them by announcing it. Voida Cheres, Haisa Sham, Vekovua, Bnei Tzioim, Bezoya, there was another family there whom Ben Tzion brought close, but Rabbi Chacham and the Far Saman B'Chacham did not wish to publicize it. But the Chachamim did give over this information to their sons and students twice in 7 years. Rabbi Yochanan says, I swear that I recognize these people, but what can I do if the greatest rabbis have accepted them? Amr B'shur ben Levi, 5,000 avodim, hayu l'pashcho ben Ema, v'kulam nishtaku b'kohuna, hein azei ponim shebekohuna. B'shur ben Levi said that Pashcho ben Ema, who was a Kohen Gadol in the time of Yirmiyah, had 5,000 slaves, and all of them became absorbed into the kohuna because they fooled people with the fact that they were allowed to eat truma, and they are the brazen members of the kohuna. Amr B'alaza, Ika turunya shelahem, v'amcha k'meruvei koyen. Lazar said, the purest genealogy of Kehanim is found in those who are brazen, because the Pasuk says in Hosea, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, and your people quarrel like a Kohen. Amri Abo, Sholosh Esrei Ayaros Nishtaku Bekusim B'yemei Shemat, Amrin Hada Iroi Demishavan Minhoin. Abo said that 13 cities became mixed into the Kusim, and the city of Mishan was one of them. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Masnisa Dolek Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanina says, our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arba Kiloisein, Kal Kohanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisraelim, Kal Gerim. Rabbi Yehuda said that there are four congregations mentioned in the Pesukim that discuss the Issa of a Jew to marry a Mamza, an Ammoni or a Mayavi, and they are the congregations of Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and converts. Mason Rabbi Yehuda, there's a question against Rabbi Yehuda from the Pasuk. V'aksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Lo Yovoi Petsur Daka V'kuth Shofcha V'kal Hashem. A man with squashed testicles or a cut organ should not enter the congregation of Hashem. And it's surely a fifth use of the word congregation in the Pasuk. And the Gemara answers, Psule Guf Inun, those are physical disqualifications, and we're talking about genealogical disqualifications. And the Gemara asks Vaksiv, but the Pasuk there says in Pasuk Tes, Bonim Asher Yivaldu Lahem, Dor Shlishi Yovu Lahem B'Kal Hashem. Children who are born to them in the third generation may enter the congregation of Hashem, which is also an extra word of the congregation, referring here to the people who converted from Egyptians. And the Gemara answers, Ba'asei Yinun is a positive mitzvah, whereas Yehuda was talking about negative Isurim. V'Rabbanin Amrin Gimel Ke'eloisein Kal Kehanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisrael, Lo Yovoi, Lo Yovoi, Lo Yovoi. The Rabbon said there are three congregations, Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and about each of them the Pasuk says, he shall not enter, but as for the converts, they're not considered to be a congregation, so they may marry people who are Asa from marrying into the regular congregation of Hashem. We come now to the second Mishnah. Ve'ezu shtuki, kol shu makir es imoi, ve'enim makir es oviv. What is a shtuki? A person who recognizes his mother, but not his father, and when he asks his mother who his father is, she silences him. What is a nasufi? A person who was found abandoned in the marketplace and he doesn't recognize either of his parents. Abashol would call a shtuki a baduki, meaning that we have to ask his mother, and if she says that his father is kasher, she's believed to say that the child is also kasher. And the Gemara says, Mao baduki boduk achorav. What does the word baduki mean? It means we check, we boidek, we check after him. Acher de Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavdi, b'shem Rabbi, the brother of Yehuda bar Zavdi said, quoting Rabbi, Tinoik kozmanchu mushlach bashuk, oy aviv, oy imoy, ne eden alav, ne asif minashuk, sarich, shnei edim, aviv imoy kishnei edim hein. As long as the child is still abandoned in the marketplace, either parent may testify about his status, but once he has been taken in, he has to have two witnesses to testify about him, and his parents can act as those two witnesses. Rabbanon de Kisrin b'shem Rav Chisda. Rabbanon of Kisrin quoting Rav Chisda said, Hadar da'at amar, this applies to a tinuk she'enem margia, to a child that cannot move around. But if he can move around, he needs two witnesses to testify about his status, and his parents can act as two witnesses, as it says, Va'av v'imoy k'shnei edim hein. This follows a statement of Rav Yanai that calves and foals that jump around don't have a chazokah, meaning if a person has them in his possession, it's not a proof that he owns them, because they could have come to him of their own volition. Rabba b'shem Rav Chisda. There are three people who are believed when they testify immediately after the fact. That is a midwife, a caravan of travelers who found an abandoned child, and a woman who takes the blame for a bloodstain that she found to make herself only a nidah, but to purify other women, as we're going to see. Chaya, where do we find that a midwife is believed immediately? We have a pasuk in Bereishis Lamedches and pasuk Chofches, v'tikachem yodis v'tikshal yodoi shani lemor ze yotze v'shoina. And the midwife took a crimson thread and tied it on his hand to say, this one came out first. V'shayara, and as for a caravan, kahi dam Rabbi Abba achra de b'yuda bar Zavdi b'shem Rav, like the statement of Rabbi Abba, the brother of Yuda ben Zavdi, quoting Rav, Tinei kozman chu mushlach lashuk oy aviv oy imoy meiden alav nesef min hashuk sarach beis edim aviv imoy kebeis edim heim. He said that a child, as long as he's still abandoned in the marketplace, either parent may testify, but after he's taken in, he needs two witnesses to testify, and his parents can act as the two witnesses. V'amataheres chavoseya, what's the case of a woman who purifies other women? Kahi de taninan tamon, like we have a Mishnah in Maseches Nida. Gimel noshim yosheinois b'mita achas, if there were three women who slept in one bed, Nimsa dam tachas achas mehen kulam tameis. If blood was found underneath one of them, they are all considered to be impure because we don't know where the blood stain actually came from. Bodka achas mehen v'nimses tameya, he tameya ushtayim tohoyois. If one of them checked herself and found herself to be impure, then she is the one who's a nidah, but the others are still tohoyois, they are pure. Amar bi abu avad me'eis le'eis, and Rabbi Abba said as long as she checked herself within 24 hours of finding that stain.